This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the nation's capital and beyond, this is Overtime. On Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, I'm Chris Russell, a.k.a. The Rooster. Sean Summers on the other side of the glass. Craig Heist at Capital One Arena for the updates. Tell Heisty I'll be out by 6:54. I know what he's bitching and moaning about. Oh, my goodness. Can hear him through the glass. Don't worry. I will not make him late. Sean, remind me. And if I don't do it, it's all Sean's fault.
Mr. Russell.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
You know, if I wasn't listening in, I wouldn't know you were taking pot shots at me and things of that nature. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great. I could just hear you through the glass, and I'm sure you're very concerned that I'm not going to get out on time at the end of the hour.
It's one of those things when you're in the middle of the update, you just don't want to run into the anthem. The person singing the anthem.
Right.
In a quiet arena.
Well, yes. Yeah. It's significantly quieter tonight than it is than it was last night. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. Have a great show,
thanks.
Pal.
Thanks. I appreciate it. So you're going to be on with us at the top and the bottom of the hours, live from Capital One Arena, where Cleveland Cavaliers get it on, huh? I mean, it does not get any better on a Friday night than that.
Well, it doesn't, but keep in mind the Wizards had won 5 of 7 before the All-Star break, and they come into this looking to kind of want to continue that momentum a little bit, and playing a team tonight they should be able to beat. I mean, the Cavaliers coming 14-40, the Wizards, you know, 6 more wins at 20-33. But nonetheless, this is a game that they should win on their home floor. So we'll see how it goes tonight. Thomas Bryant is back. His minutes will be limited tonight. Again, it's one of those things where Scott Brooks just wants to see the momentum keep going.
Understood. Well, you will be there to mark it all and to describe it all for us, as you are our man on the scene.
Well, we got Nats spring training in progress, and games start tomorrow, so it'll be an interesting weekend.
All right, before I let you out of here and start my show, does Max Scherzer even come close to anybody tomorrow night? 6 o'clock right here on the Fan.
Oh, you mean, no, I don't think he's going to throw it at anybody. No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No.
I think it would be pretty, as competitive and as much of a bulldog as Max Scherzer is, knowing that all eyes for a spring training game are going to be on him and how he pitches, I think it would be pretty dumb, quite honestly. I'll say it like that. I know you won't, but I think that would be pretty dumb and naive. But also, and this is my big concern, I wonder how they're going to, if a ball... Sometimes, Heisty, you've been covering baseball for how many years? 35 years, whatever
30,
it is?
30, 35, somewhere in there. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes pitches get away, right?
Absolutely.
Especially when you're rusty and maybe you're a little overamped. Your first start in a couple of months here, obviously. You're not going to have pinpoint command. What I don't want to see is them start suspending and ejecting guys, even though ejection in spring training game is not a big deal. I don't want to see them start suspending and fine. I don't care about fines. Suspending and ejecting guys because they got close and somebody thinks it's because
it's
they have a vendetta or intentional. That's
right.
What I worry about the most. Not somebody actually getting hit. I don't think that's going to be as bad. I think it's going to be the close stuff that is going to be a problem for Major League Baseball all year.
Well, and the bottom line of this is, remember who won the World Series last year, okay?
So this is true. I believe it was the Nacionales
de Washington. They'll parade that trophy around and be quite proud about it for quite a while. So I don't think you're going to see anything like that. And for a first start, you'll probably see about an inning, maybe two out of Scherzer, and about 30 pitches. So, you know, that's about what you're looking at in game one.
Sounds good to me. All right, the High Star will be back with us at 6:59, not a minute later than that, so we can let him do his thing. Thank you, Heisty.
I'll see you, Chris.
All right. I'll just try and shut up at 6:53 so we can make sure that we get out to our guy. All right. Now, we are going to start the show this way. Hi. Good to have you aboard with us. I'm Chris Russell. Sean Summers on the other side of the glass. Craig Heist on the Sports Flashes live from Capital One Arena. But we have a lot to cover tonight. I've been on since, Tuesday night. So a lot of stuff has happened in between that. Jordan Reed officially got cut. Quentin Dunbar is once again demanding trades or releases. The NFL is wild right now. If you thought this was a dead week of NFL news, no. Mike Rizzo might be getting a contract extension. All sorts of chicanery going on. You got the NBA returning. You got the Caps throwing up all over themselves, kind of, sort of, at times, last night. You've got McDonald's making scented candles. We got to get into that, right? What else? We got to figure out what would happen if the Bengals bungle the number one overall pick. I'll explain. We got to get into that at some point later on. But here's how I wanted to start off. At 800-636-1067, we'll take a we'll set it up, throw out a quick salvo, then we'll take a quick break and get back on track. At 800-636-1067. The NFL wants to play 17 regular season games. The NFLPA doesn't want anything to do with 17 regular season games, even though there's one less preseason game. The NFLPA executive committee today voted 6-5 not to recommend the current CBA proposal that the owners all voted for yesterday because it was a good deal for them. According to Tom Pelissero, who had this first, he said that vote 6-5 not to recommend it to the constituency is just a recommendation. It is not an official vote. They did not take an official vote today, but when they do, after more meetings and discussion and education, apparently it will go then to a 32-man board of representatives, each team with a player rep, vote. And then I guess if that passes, then they would go to the entire union. It ain't going to pass. But they're going to meet next week in Indianapolis. We might have a vote at some point next week as well. Here's what you need to care about. There's been a lot of talk about a seventh playoff team this year in each conference or next year and moving forward. That's great. That's really good for teams like the Washington Redskins. Really good. That's awesome. You know what isn't awesome? A 17th regular season game. And anyone that tells you more football is better doesn't know what they're watching. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. No, more football does not automatically mean good football or entertaining football or well-played football. And that's what I care about the most. 800-636-1067. Just getting rocking and rolling here on a Friday night. Overtime until 10 on The Fan. TheFanDC.com/listen. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You know when you forget to order flowers for somebody? In this case, my stepmom, it's her birthday on Sunday. And Sunday, she's been really struggling. When my brother passed away in early October, that's her son. So she's obviously really struggling with that. And on top of that, February 23rd, Sunday, is also the same date that my dad, her husband, passed away 7 years ago. So, I mean, the day sucks completely. So I just made it crappier. I completely forgot to order her flowers to try and do something nice to brighten up her day, which already sucks to begin with. But I'm on a major floral website. I'm not sure who's sponsors and whatever. And they have a quote-unquote limited selection for this date, meaning to get it there on Sunday. And I realize it's my fault. I'm late. But their idea of limited is the first, like, 200 options are not available. I still haven't found one that's available. Still have not found one that's available. Now, could I get it there on Monday? Yeah. Is that the end of the world? No. But you get my point. I was trying to get it there on Sunday, and the old rooster screwed up. Too many things to do. Too many things to remember. And, well, if anybody can throw me a lifeboat or a life raft or whatever they call it, life raft? I don't know. Life vest? There you go. I was going to get it at one of these junctures. Lifeboat, life raft, life vest. Yes. If anybody can throw me a life vest is what he wanted to say in English, please let me know how I can get flowers to the Kissimmee-St. Cloud, Florida area by Sunday and not have it cost me $400. Please. You can tweet me at WrestleMania621. Probably don't call. That probably wouldn't be appropriate. But if you want to combine it with something else, that might be appropriate. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. So here's the deal. A lot of people are chirping about, again, the two main proposals that affect fans the most of the new prospective CBA arrangement and deal. Now, the players, again, are not going to, I don't think, going to vote this thing in. They've already rejected it, the executive committee, as we told you about. Then they're going to meet in Indianapolis. They're probably going to reject it there. So I don't think, as currently constituted, this is going where it needs to go to get a quick resolution. But separating all the particulars aside, the roster sizes, all that, we'll get into that because it is connected to the whole 17-game deal. But there's a lot of minutia that you're not going to care about, and quite honestly, I'm challenged to care about. What you care about the most is a 17th regular season game and a 7th team in each postseason, in each conference that makes the postseason, right? And here's the deal. One idea is great. One idea is awesome. One idea is spectacular. One idea is common sense, something that often isn't in abundance when it comes to the National Football League. And in the past, certainly the Washington Redskins. A 7th playoff team is tremendous. Tremendous. One less team on bye. 6 teams going at it in each conference. However they decide to do the television, there's plenty of television slots. They can get it done. They will get it done. That's awesome. 17 regular season games for obvious reasons. A Mike Shanahan term, trademark term. For obvious reasons, absolutely sucks. No thanks. When we come back on the other side, we'll knock down your calls, 800-636-1067, and we'll explain more why a 17-game regular season is probably the worst thing that the NFL can do, and it has nothing to do with money or kissing the ass of the players' union. I will have a logical, common-sense explanation that I hope you understand and will buy into as we come back. Right here, Overtime on the Fan. All right, thank you very much to the High Star. So a couple of developments on the Rooster front here. Number one, the TV in the studio actually works. Normally, the only channels that work are like Fox News Channel, CNN Business, and Telemundo, all of which do not help me. Normally, NBC Sports Washington blacked out. Normally, I have to watch Wizards basketball games through a triple reflection mirror through a TV that I can't even see the screen of in Sean's control room. Reflected back off of a back window of Duke's studio, through a microphone, and through my window, and that's how I watch the Wizards. Normally. Tonight, guess what, boys and girls? We actually have a working TV. Woo! Man alive. My lucky day. And I also appreciate everybody that called in to Sean during the top of the hour and suggested that I call the local florist down there in St. Cloud and try and see if they can hook up something. So I think I'm going to do that. Plus, my pal Bernie in Rockville is helping me out. He calls it Operation Stepmom. He needed some details. So I gave him some. And Bernie is trying to help me out feverishly. I appreciate that as well. It's good to have friends. So, I by the way, I found something very nice, and I think she would love it, but I can get it there on Monday, but I can't get it there on Sunday because I screwed up. This is not anybody's fault because I know I'll get teased about this. I screwed up. I didn't order it in time. I just lost track of the date. So I'm fully aware that I screwed up. I'm not looking for anything for free or anybody to rescue my dumb stupidity. I screwed up. I should have gotten it done earlier, and I didn't. All right, so the show, as we await the Wizards and the Cavaliers to get going, and again, Craig Heist will provide you updates. So I open up the show with this notion that the more football, the better. And that is absolutely 1,000% wrong. The more playoff football, the better. Yes, correct. Even though the teams might not always be good. You are very, very, very much inviting 8-8, 7-9, a palooza into your playoff postseason party. I doubt 6-10 would ever get there, but I can't rule it out. I mean, think about it. The Redskins were alive with 3 wins in mid-December. So I can't rule out 6-10. But you're going to get more 8-8, more 7-9 than anybody could ever shake a stick at. I'm okay with that for one playoff game. For one playoff game. Here's what I'm not okay with. And here's what, in my opinion, is absolutely crazy about this new proposal. Is if you want 32 teams to play an extra game, 32, 16 games, wherever they're located, wherever they're played, what field surface, London, Japan, Australia, Iceland, I don't care. If you want 16 more NFL regular season games, wrong. That sucks. I don't care about player safety like a lot of blowhards in the media do. They know what they're doing. They know their bodies are on the line. They know their futures are on the line. They get paid a ton of money. They can deal with that and worry about it. So can the players' union. I care about quality of football. And already, the NFL brand of football stinks at times. It's rough around the edges the first week or two because many teams do not play veterans during the preseason. They're still not going to play veterans during the preseason. As a matter of fact, I think as we go further and further and further, you are going to see less and less of the preseason. You are going to see more and more of the college schedule. And even though we would be chopping the fourth and meaningless preseason game and adding a 17th regular season game, the reason why I say this is quite simple. Teams can barely make it to the finish line now Of course, there are a couple of hand-selected teams, the cream of the crop that year, 8, 9, 10 teams, that only have 15 guys on IR instead of 30. Does anybody think it was a good idea or would have been a good idea for the Bengals, the Redskins, the Detroit Lions, the New York Giants, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Carolina Panthers, the Miami Dolphins to play a 17th game? Just using last year as an example. Anybody really wanted to see a 17th game of NFL football? Did you really need to see that? And if you're a fan of one of these great, great teams from last year, just using last year as an example, right? You're a Tennessee Titan fan. You're a Green Bay Packer fan. You're a Philadelphia Eagle fan. Philadelphia Eagle fan. You're a whatever fan, Patriots, Ravens. Do you really give a bleep about a 17th game? Hell no, you don't. No chance. Your wallet might. You might want to gamble more money that you don't have and that you're being irresponsible and reckless about. You might want one more reason to get away from your old lady and to throw down about 18 beers on a Sunday and then call in sick to work on a Monday. You might want that. Guess who doesn't want that? Me? Guess who shouldn't want that? You? Guess who doesn't need that? The NFL? And guess who has no desire to do it under any circumstances unless they are getting paid an absurd amount of money? The NFLPA and the NFL players. You know, the players that are actually going to be playing in that game. No, more football doesn't mean that's good. More football is not good football. As a matter of fact, the more you dilute the product, the more you ask for guys that already cannot sometimes get through one game without rolling around on the floor, acting like they're half dead. The more you ask of that, the more basically guys that you're going to get like, oh, I don't know, Josh Johnson in 2018, Mark Sanchez. What other Scribinis did we have? Was that Dukes? Dukes is probably mad at me because he just wants more bad football. I don't know what that was. They threw like a white blanket at, or a pillowcase at me. God knows where that thing was. I don't even want to know. The point of the matter is, just because you have more doesn't mean you have better. Take, for instance, okay? Now, I love to eat. Who doesn't, right? Just because there's more food at a buffet doesn't mean that the food quality, the taste, the satisfaction of your palate is better than if there's less food, or that if you're not at a buffet. And if you look at me, and if you know me, I love me a good buffet. Golden Corral is awesome. Almost 8 out of 10 times, Golden Corral, you can always find something that's really good there, right? For a very good cost. But just because there's more food at a buffet, any buffet, whatever buffet you want to list, doesn't mean the food is better. And that's my point. We can ask for more. We could want more. We could desire more. But I don't want more. Maybe you do. That's fine. You're entitled to that. I think you're wrong. I think you're missing. How do we get from point A to point B? How do we avoid teams limping to the finish line even more than they already are? Some teams like the San Francisco 49ers, they weren't that bad. They were fortunate for the most part this year. They had injuries. They didn't have major, major, major injuries. What about the year before when half their team was on IR? You see where I'm getting at? Even for the good teams, the quality teams, why would you want them to play an extra game just to play an extra game for your satisfaction? Why? You want them to have less so that they are healthier, fresher, better, more ready to kick everybody's ass. 800-636-1067. Now, I say more playoff teams is better. So it might sound like you're, wait a second. You're saying more playoff teams is better, but more regular season games is not. More playoff games affects what? One extra team? Two teams total? What do we get? Two extra games. Well, I guess it affects four teams because you're reducing one of the byes. So I guess it affects four teams and you get two extra games out of it. Okay. Compared to 32 teams that basically half of them are disinterested. Like, you think the Redskins showed up in Dallas ready to play that game? Get out of here. Half of them are disinterested and half of them are just literally trying to do whatever they've got to do to go through the motions and bench whoever they've got to bench so that nobody else gets hurt. You want more of that? No thanks. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Pete in Woodbridge because he's got a contrarian point of view before we take a time out here as the Wizards and the Cavs get set underway from Capital One Arena. What's up, Pete? How are you?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Pete?
You're an idiot.
Oh, thanks, Pete. You're a jerk, too.
More football is better for everybody.
Okay, sure.
All they have to do is increase the roster sizes. That's good. There's more players on
the team.
That's
all they have to do, right? Right. All they have to do.
More jobs.
I mean, it doesn't matter if those guys can play or not, right? I mean, just as long as now, I'm all for increasing roster sizes because the rosters are too small. But just as long as we increase the numbers, those players are always going to be top-notch quality, right? Grade A, B.
Clearly, there's a market for more football. Look at the XFL.
Yes, there is.
Clearly, we want more football.
Our expectations for the XFL are way different than the NFL.
Pay the people in the stadium more to work another game. Yeah, it makes sense for everybody. Everybody okay. wants it. Let's do it.
Okay. So you want more bad football. Congratulations, Pete. I mean,
I wanted more bad football, I'd watch the XFL. I want more good football.
Well, you're not going to get it.
And you know what?
You're not going to get
NFL,
it. Pete,
NFL,
you're going to be the same. Pete, you're going to be the same guy that Lamar Jackson when he gets sat for two games at the end of a season because Baltimore's got everything wrapped up and it's not one game that he's sitting out, but two games. You're going to be the same guy that's crying and whining about having to pay $85 for a ticket, not getting to see Lamar Jackson.
And you know what? You won't find me whining in August when they get rid of the meaningless preseason games.
All right, that's fine.
All right.
I mean, nobody goes to those, so I don't care about those. Thank you, Pete. There's the contrarian point of view. More football helps everybody. What do we do with a 17th game? Again, if Baltimore, just use them as a local example, so far out in front, right? They didn't play any of their guys in week 17 because they had nothing to gain, nothing to lose. So what happens if they sit guys for 2 weeks? Again, not every year is that going to happen. Especially with only one bye. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen more often than you think, where a team is going to have everything wrapped up in a bad division, and there are plenty of those. Watch the NFC least last year. Bad division. Things wrapped up. And they're going to sit half their team for two, maybe three games, definitely one. Is that good for anybody? No. 800-636-1067. More of your calls, more of your reactions, more of your thoughts on that next on The Fan. Thanks to my buddy Todd Dixon on Twitter. He says, you work too much. I agree. He says, I love turning on the radio.com app and hearing you, though, buddy. I appreciate that, Todd. Thank you very much. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate the kind words. Randy says, try Instacart. At Instacart, local grocery store delivery. Might have to add a pie to meet delivery minimum. Hope she hangs in there. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate that. I mean, who doesn't love a good apple pie, right? I mean, apple pie is much, 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 much infinitely better than pretty much every other pie of the standardized. You know, peach, That's a JT the Vic reference, by the way, in case you don't know. Tribute out to, shout out to JT the Vic. It's better than peach, better than cherry, better than fruit pie, better than blueberry pie is pretty good if the blueberries are not too tart. Pumpkin pie, pfft, yuck. Blech. Not compared to apple pie. There's no comparison. Just saying. So if you're going to throw in a pie, key lime pie is good. If it's, again, if key lime pie is made right, key lime pie is really good.
What about sweet potato pie? Not a fan of that?
Not a fan of really that kind of consistency, if I'm being honest with you. I mean, it's okay. Like, pumpkin pie is not as bad as I made it out, but it's just like everybody acts like pumpkin pie is like the holy grail of desserts. You know what's really good? A French silk pie. That's really good. Have you ever had that?
Never had.
It's like, I don't know what they make the custard out of. It's basically like, think chocolate pudding, but really decadent chocolate, like pudding and chocolate whipped cream and like, and then whipped cream with like, I don't know, a shaved chocolate on it. Oh, it's so good.
You know how to make that?
I don't. I would have to look up a recipe for that. I do not know how to make it. I can cook anything on the grill, anything in the kitchen. I can do any of that stuff. I don't do pies. I don't do, like, desserts. I don't do cookies. I don't do any of that stuff. I don't make ice cream. Nothing. Nothing. I can't do it. Oh, I don't even try to do it. I probably could do it. I just don't try to do it. I don't know why. I just never really had any interest in doing it. Like, I love watching the Food Network. As soon as those holiday baking challenges come on, click. Done. No interest. Zero. Zero. I don't know why. All right, we will talk sports. So, again, a 17th regular season game. Sounds great, right? More football. But think about if the Redskins played a 17th game in most years. Even the good years, think about how painstaking it was to watch Redskins football. And by good years, for the Redskins, I mean, like, you know, a 7-9 year. Or where they had a chance to be 8-8 if they won a completely meaningless game, which they never did. Think about even the good years, never mind the bad years, i.e. last year. Think about how much fun it would have been after they got done in Dallas last year. December 29th, if they still had, man, one more game to have to play just for your satisfaction, just for your enjoyment, just so that you can get away from your old lady, just so you can belly up at the bar and spend $70 or $80 that you don't have and get beer muscles. And call in sick to work and wonder why then you get fired. Think about how awesome that would be, especially if the Redskins had to go to London or Mexico City or Toronto or Vancouver or, I don't know, Japan or China or, oh, think about that. How exciting would that be? And then you actually try and use common sense, unlike our first caller, and you say, yeah, that's not good. And again, for those of you that are going to yell and scream, I want to see Lamar Jackson play as much as possible. Lamar Jackson didn't play in the 16th game of 16. Kirk Cousins didn't play, nor did the Vikings play in the 16th game of 16. Now, again, more playoff teams generally going to mean something else, which we're going to get to. But in certain cases, in certain divisions, in the divisional format, you're going to have teams, regardless of how many playoff games there are, that lock things up in advance. You want them sitting their stars for 2 weeks? You want them playing a quarter each week so that they can sort of stay sharp? But also avoid injury? Is that good? Is that fun? Is that what you guys want? Tell me. 800-636-1067. Let's get back out to it on the phones. Stuart in Silver Spring has been hating. If I could speak in English, has been waiting on hold for a while. Stuart, thank you for being patient. How are you?
Oh, you're very welcome, Chris. I'm doing okay. I hope I can remember all what I want to say, because I've got two questions and two suggestions in connection with all this.
All right.
The first, one question is, I'm confused by the fact that the executive committee of the Players Association has rejected the proposal as written today. I was under the impression it needed a two-thirds vote even to go to the players for ratification. Why are the players still going to vote?
Well, my understanding is that DeMarie Smith did not do that. It was voted down by the executive council, which was made up of, I believe it was 11.
It was 6-5.
Right, 11. So then it goes... but that's just a recommendation. Basically on the owner's side, you have the competition committee who makes a recommendation, to the owners, and it's got to pass by a certain amount. They can either make a recommendation or not make a recommendation, and the owners can do whatever the hell they want. So in this particular case, my understanding is all 32 team reps next week will get this proposal. Maybe there'll be some tweaks in it now, and then they'll go forward. But it's not a guarantee that it'll be voted in, of course. And on the surface, at least from what I know, Stuart, I wouldn't vote it in either if I was the players, because I don't want that 17th game.
Neither would I. Unless they got a whole bunch of a whole bunch of improvements in safety equipment.
I don't know how many more improvements in safety we're going to get. I guess there's always room to improve. I just don't know how they can make the game even safer other than, like, kicking guys like Keanu Neal, who knocked out Jordan Reed with an illegal spear out of the league. I don't know how you can do any more than what they're currently doing and still have it be tackle football.
I was thinking of the helmets.
I mean, helmet technology has improved so much, Stuart, that I would say, could it get better? Sure. Absolutely. Anything and everything can get better, just like it does in society. I just don't know if there's any quick fixes if we're beyond what we're already dealing with.
I don't either. I just want to make sure they are correctly dealing with the problem of concussions. That's the point of it.
No, I'm with you.
Now, second, if there is a 17 game, there's one good thing about it, if it's played, and that is the Redskins would play the Ravens every year, rivalry game.
Is that what they're talking? I haven't seen that.
I don't think they're talking about it, but that's what's going to eventually. That's what I think is going to.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So the 17th game wouldn't necessarily be a division game or conference game. It would be a rivalry game. Sometimes that rivalry would be in conference. Sometimes that rivalry would be conference versus conference. But it would be a geographical rivalry.
It would have to be conference versus conference.
Okay, like kind of interleague baseball.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. That's not a bad idea. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I could see it. And Stuart, I appreciate the phone call. You know, if a good, a pretty good team like the Reds, well, okay, let me back up. If the Redskins were ever to be a pretty good team, if they had to take on a really, really good team, i.e. Baltimore this season, how many people are going to be squawking about that versus the team that got to take on the Cincinnati Bengals? You know, that's going to be the problem with that. Fair, equitable, balancing out. I mean, not everything is fair. Not everything is equal. But that would be the immediate problem that I would see with that. All right, Craig Heist is here, 7:31. We are way late. We will get to him, Capital One Arena, and we will get right back to all of your calls. I see you, Hollywood. Ooh, Nick Cashew? Maybe. Josh, Andrew. And more, 800-636-1067. Hang tight. Craig Heist here, right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good to have you with us. Yeah, 17th regular season game is like indeed bad medicine. Just a sour, nasty taste in your mouth. Maybe I'm making too big of a deal out of it. You know, there'll be some good game, some good quality. There'll be a lot more bad football than good. I can promise you that. And if we're being honest, if we're being totally honest, did anybody need to see the Bengals a 17th time this year? No. Anybody need to see the Redskins a 17th time? How about those rough and tumble Detroit Lions? You smell what the Rooster's cooking? It is Friday Night SmackDown. Sean, you're a big wrestling guy, aren't you? Right? You're kind of a big wrestling fan, right?
Yeah.
Guess who got retweeted by your boy last night? Or guess who your boy was retweeted by last night, I should say.
Was he in the Attitude Era?
Nope.
Current wrestler?
You could say that. I'll give you a hint. He's making an appearance in Saudi Arabia this Thursday for WWE.
Goldberg?
Bing! Goldberg!
Nice.
Yeah. He liked, they did this whole bit with Slapshot at Capital One Arena. Before the game, normally comes out on his little motorcycle thingy or whatever it was, and they literally went like back in the locker room and they put it on the video board and right on dun 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 dun, you know, like the music, and Jordan Greenberg, who runs all the music, and they did the whole security guard thing. Now the only thing they did not do is have the pyro, you know, shooting out as Slapshot emerged from the tunnel onto the ice. That's the only thing they didn't do. But Goldberg, who I tagged him because I was looking for a cheap pop, Goldberg actually retweeted it. How about that, huh?
Big time.
I mean, big time. Your boy. Getting tweets all over the place from Goldberg Nation. Whew. Man. Now next Thursday is going to get absolutely maimed by Bray Wyatt. All right. That was the highlight of my Thursday. It wasn't the Caps game, I can tell you that much. All right, let's get back to you on the phones. Let's go to Hollywood in Woodbridge. Hollywood, are you friends with Nick Ashew by any chance?
No, I'm not. But I'm a producer, so that's why they call me Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Do you know who Nick Ashew is, though, right?
Of course.
Right, because I call him Hollywood, so I thought maybe, you know, birds of a feather flock together or something like that, but maybe not.
If he's cool, then he's a Hollywood.
He's not cool. That's the problem.
Okay.
He's really good looking. He's just not cool. He's kind of a dork, if we're being honest.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not good.
But you're not. Go ahead, Hollywood. Sorry about that.
No problem. I wanted to make the comment of if it's 17th game on top of the games that are already there. So otherwise, if they add a game at the end of the season, then that would be terrible. But if they just change that last preseason game into an actual game where you're already starting your starters for the first half, then it wouldn't really make too much of a difference, would it?
Well, but here's the thing: they are going to take away that fourth preseason game, right? So they're going to have three preseason games, but I don't think, I could be wrong, anything is really going to change in the preseason other than I guess what probably would happen would be in game one, they play maybe a little bit more than they normally do. Game two would be the quote unquote dress rehearsal, and game three would be kind of whatever. And basically it would be reducing that, but adding the 17th regular season game. And what you, I guess what you're saying is in the, you know, by playing the 17th game, you're looking at it as they don't play at all in that fourth preseason game or guys that have made the team. So in this case, if you get even them for a quarter, it's better than nothing, right? Is that basically the gist of your point?
No, because then the third preseason game would pretty much have the same people playing half, but then that fourth preseason game would be an actual full game.
Right. Well, it would be a full regular season game. But what I'm saying is, like, you wouldn't start your season off by playing guys only a quarter or a half. So what I'm saying is, I'm looking at it from a extension to the season, not the beginning of the season. I'm looking at it as the end of the season, and maybe I should look at it a different way because you got me thinking here. How could we do this? And I would have to think more about, you know, kind of what I thought you were asking. But the way I look at it is an extension to the season is watering down the product even more. Now, the reason why I love the seventh game, the seventh playoff team, even though that theoretically is watering down the playoff field, I think teams that get in the playoffs, a playoff game, you are going to get a great effort. You are going to get a balls-to-the-wall type effort where you don't always get that in the regular season, especially if the game doesn't mean a whole lot, right? So I think naturally the quality of play is going to be better in that. Plus, not to mention, what do you do with an extra playoff team or an extra playoff spot up for grabs? You make more December games more meaningful, meaning weeks 15, 16, and 17 for some teams no longer are completely rendered useless because they might have a shot until week 16 or week 17 or whatever.
But you know how we always say, at least me, I always say that the preseason game, the last preseason game doesn't really make sense because, you know, it's not really a meaningful game or it's not even like, you know, you got to over the whole appeal of seeing your team back on TV.
No, I get it. I get what you're trying to do, but I guess maybe I'm not explaining it right. You're not if you told me, okay, we're going to count that game, but you know, starters aren't going to play because it's essentially going to be the first regular season game. There's going to be a snap limit. Maybe I might be interested in that. I just have to think about how we can do that scenario more. Hollywood, I appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Josh in Upper Marlboro on the Fan. Hey, Josh, how are you?
I'm good, Rooster. Listen, man, you know I love you. My favorite personality on the
Thank
radio.
You,
they
Josh.
Should rename it 106.7 The Rooster. However, I appreciate that. There are two conspicuous omissions I have to call out here.
Okay.
One, you omitted pecan pie from the list of amazing pies, particularly if you throw some chocolate chips in
there.
You know
what? I screwed up on pecan pie. You're absolutely correct. Pecan pie is really it can be a little bit the consistency can be a little bit weird. Interesting. Pecan pie, a good pecan pie is an excellent, excellent call. My bad.
And the way to improve the consistency thing is to throw some chocolate chips in the middle of the mushy kind of stuff.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, it's insane. But the second omission is a little bit more serious.
Okay.
You are conveniently focusing on either the teams at the top that are going to sit all their starters or the teams at the bottom that are just going to be tanking or they're just trying to wrap up the season and sit all their starters as well. There, in a 17th game, there would ostensibly be a number of teams that are still competing that would actually make it a very interesting game. You know, this is the game that decides whether they're going to go into the playoffs or not. It's just more potentially good football for those teams in the middle. And so, I mean, that's relevant as well. There could be some amazing games in week 17.
You're absolutely right. That's more than fair. It gives teams an extra opportunity. And like you said, there will be teams like, the Dallas Cowboys last year were fighting for their playoff lives. Win, and they, you know, if they would have gotten some help, they would have been in. If they lost, which, they didn't, but they didn't get the help that they needed. They went home. But your point is we would have one more week of that, and maybe maybe while we got some bad games and some bad teams, we would get some extra good games. Is that fair?
In the, in the same way that week 16, I mean, we don't, you know, yes, Baltimore was a bad game in week 16 this year, but there were lots of other good games
in
week 16.
That's fair.
You know, and so this is just one more week of football. It's one more week of, you know, everybody getting paid, from the people in the stadium to the guys reporting in the press conference. It's just like another shot in the arm of this drug that is NFL football. You know what I mean?
I'm with you. I didn't think about it in that respect, but that's a good point. That's a good perspective. That's why we talk about these things. And Josh, you're my guy. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
All right, talk to you later.
Josh in Upper Marlboro, who wants to name the radio station 106.7 The Rooster. I'm in total agreement. Can we get that to CK? Blue Shorts, can you write that up? Come on, Blue Shorts. Do something worthwhile. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I mean, what's more meaningful than 106.7 The Rooster? I mean, we were 106.7 The Nats during October. If we could do that, we could certainly do 106.7 The Rooster, right? I think so. 106.7 WJF Rooster? No? Okay, maybe not. On the Fan. The Wizards are up 55-47. Craig Heist with an update in just a few moments. Less than 5 minutes now left to go in the second quarter. We're with you until 10 right here on the Fan. Let's go right back to it. On the phones at 800-636-1067. Let's go to John in Bethesda on the Fan. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Friday, Chris.
What's
how you doing?
What's going on, John? Happy Friday to you as well.
So as a fan of the NFL, I'm excited about expanding the season. I want more football. Okay. But, you know, from a player's perspective, I can understand why there'd be some pushback. And I would think maybe one way to get a little more player buy-in would be to up the roster size.
Well, that, they are talking about doing that. Thankfully, they are talking about doing that. I think the numbers are 46 to 48. On the game day roster, which is an absurd thing that they do anyway, and 53 to 55, and then the practice squad will go from, I think, 10 to 12, and then eventually 10 to 14. I think those are all the numbers under the current proposal. You're right, that will help. I guess my point reaches at quality, again, more than what you're looking at it, and I understand how you're coming at it, is if you provide more bodies, the quality of play maybe be a little bit better. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But there'll be more healthy bodies in order to play that extra game. And I'd rather have some football than no football. And I do get that. I guess in my mind, I have to take a stance here and say, yeah, I don't care what the players want necessarily. The players are always going to want more for less, right? I'm looking at it from the quality of the game standpoint, and I've had enough of watching the Bengals and or quite honestly the Redskins last year or most years. You know, by the time 16 games is up, I don't want to see them again.
Maybe the last place NFL team gets kicked out and replaced by the winner of the XFL.
You know what? That would add some juice. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that if the Bengals got eliminated from the NFL and the DC Defenders? I mean, that would be
the stakes of those Bengals games.
Exactly. That would make things fun. Thank you, John. Appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you. Let's squeeze in one more here if we can. Let's go to Jason in Haymarket here on the Fan. Jason, how are you?
Good. Hey, Chris. Big
hey,
fan.
Jason. Thank you.
This is how you're going to get the players to be committed for week 17.
Okay.
You play six divisional games a year. You got to play those six divisional games in, say, the first 12, at the most 14 games. That week 17 has to be divisional game against the 1 and 2 seed in the division, and the 3 and 4 seed is playing compilation games pretty much. But you'll still get people to watch because it's a rivalry game. within your division.
So you're talking about like in the NFC least this past year, like you're saying the Cowboys in Philadelphia would play a third time and say the Redskins and the Giants would play to just mop up the schedule? Am I understanding that right or no?
Yeah, kind of. Say the Eagles and Cowboys played each other two times by week 12.
Uh-huh.
And they were split. So then you got four games to where you can't, you know, rest your players or nothing, because you know week 17 is coming up and you're going to face, you know, them again.
Right, but
it's the one and two seed in the division.
Right, but what I'm saying is it's prearranged or it's like kind of made up as you go. That's what I'm curious about.
No, it's kind of made up as you go. As the season plays out, week 17 is a flex game.
Okay, so like a flex schedule type
division
thing.
Leaders.
Okay, I got you.
Between division leaders.
I got you.
So say after week 12, the Eagles and Cowboys have played each other, you know, twice, and they've done split. Well, you can't rest for the next 4 weeks because, you know, if you remain 1-2, you're going to play them in week 17 to decide the division champs.
Right. Okay.
And it would be like that for all the conferences.
You know, I would have to think about that more in the logistics, but it's not a bad idea to kind of like put in the seat of my brain and to see what I can come up with, because I'm all for making sure that game 17, week 18 would mean something in as many ways as possible, because there's already too much watered down bad product. I appreciate the phone call, Jason. Good to hear from you. Time out here at the top of the hour. Craig Heiss, straight ahead, Capital One Arena, Wizards, Cavaliers, and then more of your calls overtime. We'll get into some other things too right here on the Fan, but you guys keep rocking out on the calls. We'll keep it going on a Friday night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.